There was a little bit of interest like earlier on, but you know, I'd agreed obviously to go back to Ipswich till the end of the season. And I spoke to Mick McCarthy about it, and of the understanding, you know, if something came about which was, you know, the opportunity for me to continue playing and that, then, you know, I would do that. And then I was very surprised, yet very happy, you know, on Sunday when I got a phone call to say that, you know, something could be happening here. And for me, it's an absolutely massive club. I've always said that, you know, when I played here in the past at Sheffield United, and you just have to look at the fans behind there. It's something special to see how many fans they take away from home. And as a player, that's what you want, you know, the passion and everything with the fans, and you just get carried away with it as well. So for me to come here, it's a great opportunity, a massive club that, you know, has got a great opportunity of going up. And, you know, that's what I really want to do, help the lads be successful and get up.
And the manager and the fans would say that this is a crucial addition on their behalf as well, because Neil Collins picking up his injury, Harry Maguire suspended today, it was crucial to get an experienced defender in, and Danny's talked about that. Yeah. And what are your ambitions now? Surely it's got to be promotion, is it, to get another
of
promotion?
Of course, yeah. You know, this football club is... I know people will say it about certain football clubs, but it is a sleeping giant. You know, when you're coming in, you're bringing... 4,000 or 5,000, you know, and the passion from the fans and everything, you know, it was similar at Stoke. It really, really drives you on. And the aim obviously has to be promotion. You know, the club's in a great position at the moment, got some very good players, and for me, obviously making my debut, the biggest thing that I gained from this was that we've got a team that wants to stick together. 2-0 down, a lot of clubs would go, okay, let's call it a day now and you know, take our medicine. But we didn't. And I think, you know, we got it back to 2-1. And I think if the game had gone on another 5 or 10 minutes, I don't think I'm being biased by saying that we could have won the game.
Do you know a great deal about League One? We're obviously used to seeing you in the Premier League, and you play for some Championship clubs as well. But what do you make of this division?
It's very similar as in terms of the Championship. You know, you have that little bit of quality in your team that can win you the game. You know, I always said, and I think it goes for the Premier League, you even said it at Stoke, you've got to earn the right to play. You know, you've got to win the battle first, and then the quality will come through. And I think you saw with the the last 10-15 minutes, the players that we've got going forward are going to give anybody problems in this division. And I think we showed that today. But for me, the biggest thing today was the way everybody battled together and stuck at it. And when we were 2-0 down, we didn't throw in the towel or anything like that. And for me, you know, when you're going up against a team, obviously in a derby game, and a team that's right behind you in the league, it was a massive comeback for us today.
I just wonder what part Dave Kitson played in you eventually signing for Sheffield United.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, I know Dave very well, and he rang me on the Sunday, and just obviously mentioned it to me. And you know, I was desperate to get the opportunity to come here, and I'm just very, very thankful to the club. To the manager, you know, for wanting to get me here, and you know, I'm just very, very happy that it's all done now.